evolution. It's not the main problem.
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible-proclaiming ministry of Answers in Genesis. Well, Ken, you've spent now about 30 years defending the Christian faith against compromise, especially the teachings of evolution. But now you're saying there's perhaps even a greater threat?
Well, don't misunderstand me. Evolution is a threat to the authority of the Bible. But during my speaking tour across Australia last summer, something really hit me. I visited a number of museums, but they really didn't say much about evolution. In fact, two museums had no displays dealing with evolution. But almost everywhere I looked, there were references to millions of years. I saw the same thing while my wife and I led a group of Americans up Australia's east coast. Tour guides and signs constantly bombarded us with millions of years, millions of years. This teaching is a huge problem, not just in Australia, but in every country I've visited. I believe if Christians really want to impact their culture with biblical truths, there's a first step many miss. I think we need to show the culture that the Bible truly is God's Word by answering questions about the accuracy of its history and showing them that the millions of years is not true.
Are you aware that many people won't believe biblical history because of troubling questions like, where did Cain find his wife? Well, it's one of the topics Ken Ham discusses in a free booklet available on our attractive website, AnswersRadio.com. AnswersRadio.com.